Hemingway was not just there to observe. On September 4, 1935, he piloted his new cabin cruiser, Pilar, some 75 miles northeast from Key West to the Upper Keys, to join in the recovery effort. Determined to do what he could to help the survivors of one of the most powerful hurricanes in American history, he had stocked Pilar with food, water, and the kind of supplies that made life outdoors a little more bearable. But there was hardly anyone to help. He had not witnessed a scene like this since serving on the front lines in Italy in World War I. On Labor Day, the storm had torn through the narrow, low-lying islands and wreaked as much havoc as a days-long artillery barrage. Many of the biggest trees, Jamaican dogwood and mahogany, had been uprooted and lay on their sides. Only a handful of sturdy buildings were still standing, the rest now just piles of wood. Near the small post office at Isla Morava, the train sent to evacuate relief workers had been blown off the rails, its cars scattered at crazy angles. Worst of all was finding the dead, their bodies bloated in the 80-degree heat of the late summer day. Many of them were floating in the water, which was still murky from the 15-foot storm surge. It was hard to miss the clump of dead men by a wooden dock, where they had lashed themselves to a piling to keep from being swept away. Two women were cradled in the branches of a mangrove tree that had survived the high water and the wind. Had the victims tried to save themselves by climbing? Or did the waves toss them into their gruesome eyrie? That did not make much difference now. The only way the great writer could help the dead was to write about them, to tell the world how it happened and who was to blame for the tragedy. He decided to bear witness in a way that would change his life. By 1935, the year of the great hurricane, Hemingway had climbed to the top of his profession. Born just before the turn of the century, this ambitious young man from Oak Park, Illinois, had started a revolution in literature while still in his 20s. His two bestsellers, The Sun Also Rises and A Farewell to Arms, reflected how much he had lived in his first three decades. Wounded veteran by 19, then foreign correspondent for the Toronto Daily Star, and member of the Paris branch of the Lost Generation of legendarily talented writers. The Nobel Prize for Literature that Hemingway later received ably explains the appeal of his work. His writing honestly and undauntedly reproduced the hard countenance of the age, with a trademark combination of simplicity and precision. When he wrote, he was the soul of brevity, telling compelling stories in spare prose that spoke to millions of readers. His central theme was personal courage. He displayed a natural admiration for every individual who fights the good fight in a world overshadowed by violence and death. Hemingway was so successful that he was now on his way to becoming a touchstone for every American writer and a role model for not a few American individualists. They were reading Hemingway, quoting him, copying his behavior, and seeking his advice. While his voice was uniquely American, he was also recognized as one of the leading novelists in the world. He had only a handful of competitors. His fame had even spread to the Soviet Union, where literature was meant to serve politics. Increasingly, Soviet writers were not at liberty to tell the truth about the world as they saw it, and instead had to cater to the government. That did not make much difference to the mostly apolitical Hemingway, but he did enjoy the fact that more and more Soviets were reading his works.